from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's awesome. I mean, you want to have a great connection with your quarterback, and it's pretty easy to have a great connection with Josh just because he's a good guy. And it's like, you know, any golf trip he asked me to go on, I kind of just say yes and don't really ask any questions after that. And it's been a lot of fun just kind of getting to know him a lot more.
Bill Sutton, Dalton Kincaid. Saw him out here. The thing about Kincaid that struck me yesterday, Joe, was, or whatever, Wednesday. I forget how big Kincaid is. He's big. He's tall.
He's tall.
He's tall.
Especially. He's not necessarily like thick.
No, but he's
like, he's not built like him standing next to Knox is interesting because Knox is a little shorter, but like you could just tell Knox is more built, but Kincaid's taller. Like,
yeah,
and his wingspan too.
Yeah, we talk catch radius a lot of these receivers, and Kincaid's got a pretty good one. And standing next to Allen, he's a big tight. He's big. He's big, fast, moves well. Anyway, Dalton Kincaid. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR as we cruise through this Friday morning. You can give us a call if you'd like, ask anything about camp, offer an opinion. You know, there's a conversation about Josh Allen's leadership style that's probably going to open up for the year. I mean, this is the kind of reporting, Tim Graham reporting that Terry Pegula has implored Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean to kind of pull a little bit of a different style out of Allen. And the story is that, essentially, he wants him to be more of an executive here, an executive demeanor, a transformation, less of one of the guys and more of you run this team.
Yeah.
And, you know, players, when they're on the team, players are definitely going to get the benefit of the doubt over an owner of a team. For the most part, that happens. The owner here, in this case, if that, you know, I trust Tim's reporting to be true here. If you are the Bills, right about now is especially the time you would think that. The turnover, who's still here? It's Allen McDermott.
Right.
And who's the next guy? Dawkins?
Dawkins.
The guys that have been here a long time. This is a major turning over transition, and it's like the second version of the Josh Allen Bills is about to start, and for the owner to want to ask the coach and the GM to bring a different mindset out of Allen, that's going to make some fans mad, like, get out of his way. I do feel like that it's not the craziest thing to ask. It's not asking him to throw it deep. It's asking him
how
you operate in a way. But, you know, it's a delicate balance.
It also could be something – I wonder, you know, you mentioned, like, Manning was like that and Brady was like that, of course. You know, that story's been told a billion times now. Were they always like that? Are there any guys that kind of morphed into that as they matured and got older? And, you know, like, I've heard Brady talk about how he he's never said he wasn't like that at the beginning, but that it definitely changed when he was just older than all of his teammates. Like, there was a generational gap at one point for him. And Allen, you know, like, in terms of starters, isn't he one of their older starters right now? Like, at some point, he's going to be a 30-year-old guy, a 31, 32-year-old guy still quarterbacking this team. And, you know, are you still going to be one of the guys when the guys are, like, 10 years younger than you? I wonder if that'll change for him over time, slowly. That's not, again, maybe that's not what the owner wants, or the GM, or the coach. Maybe they want that to come to happen right now. But does it mean it'll be like that forever? I don't know the answer to that question. I also don't know how meaningful is it to their, like, on-field results? Like, what would be different, I guess, is another way I would be thinking about, you know, his leadership style and being more like that. How would the relationship with Diggs be different is another thing that comes to mind for me.
Yep.
And
so on Diggs,
yeah.
This is actually an Antonio Brown point too, because whatever. Like, I think these are always fun things to talk about. Derek Carr was on Pardon My Diggs. You had the interview with Derek Carr? Maybe not. Okay, that's fine. It's not important. Derek Carr and Antonio Brown. So Antonio Brown goes to the Raiders, and the story is that it was a disaster, right?
Yes.
The helmet stuff. Everything was bad. So Derek Carr got a very, very limited amount of time with Antonio Brown. And he's talking to the guys on Pardon My Take about it. And what he basically said was a lot of the same stuff that we've heard about Diggs. And I don't mean malcontent diva.
Yeah.
But the good stuff, where unbelievable intensity in practice.
Mm-hmm.
That he was the hardest worker. He took it the most seriously. And I think what you find with maybe some of these cases about how teams are going to operate is a guy that's intense is going to burn out the team,
right?
And the team will move on. It doesn't mean we didn't value what you did. We talk about this all the time in hockey, right? Oh, the coach's message. It's just, you know, fire and brimstone.
It got tired.
It got tired. They needed a new voice. And Carr talking about Antonio Brown that way, why do you think Brady wanted him? Brady got him in Tampa.
Yeah.
Because he knew.
They did win a Super Bowl together.
Right. Yeah. And even though he's nuts, Brady knew this guy is going to work crazy hard for me. Bulldogs talking yesterday with Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog were talking about this, how Dominic Hasek's mindset in practice was so insane.
Oh, wasn't he a crazy person?
Yes.
Like, flip the net over, like, stuff like that?
Every single rep mattered to him. And there are going to be some greats where that's the way they operate, and there are going to be some greats where that's not the way they operate. So, you know, when we, on the outside, I think, sit here trying to find the code, it can be maybe a fool's errand, or maybe there's something to be said there, but it lends itself to an interesting conversation.
Don't you want somebody like that, don't you, on your team? Somebody important, too. Not like, you know, Matt Collins, third string, whatever. Like, someone that's important to the team. Don't you want a guy like that? And you think you want a team that can handle that, right? Because that should, in time, maybe, right, it gets burned out. But especially when you're starting off that way, the first couple of years with a guy like that, you would think that that's going to be a positive influence on everybody.
And we know that
especially was. Especially if a team that hasn't won.
Right. And we know that was with the Bills and Diggs, because Deion Dawkins wrote about it at the Players Tribune saying he made everyone here better.
Like, I would want to believe that the way Diggs was, for intense as he was, for the crazy competitiveness that sometimes, you know, could he handle the losing at the end of it? Like, he, you know, maybe would go too far sometimes. But whatever. In that locker room, behind the scenes and on the practice field, the dude was intense as hell. And maybe when the play deteriorated a little bit at the end of last year, it's, okay, is it worth it now if he's not going to be a stud for us? But would you turn away from that the next time? The next time you get a chance to have a guy like that at any position.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are you going to turn away from it because you don't think you can handle it, or you don't think it's a positive influence on the rest of the team? Because I think you'd want an organization that would invite that. You know, like, I often would compare Diggs to Jimmy Butler in this way, who is definitely in the NBA somebody that goes too far all the time. And when that guy was in Minnesota, there was a famous practice where he lost his mind and, like, I'm taking all the backups and we're playing the starters. And he was just in the face of their starters and he got traded the next day. Like, it was too intense for the Minnesota Timberwolves to handle. Then he went to the Miami Heat. What does he do there? He's getting in fights with the coach on the sideline, who's slamming clipboards down, and he's, you know, getting into it with the owner behind the scenes, and they've gone to like two NBA finals and he's still there. Why? Because that's an organization that said, okay, this dude's a crazy person, he's an intense competitor, but we can handle it. Well, right? We can handle him, we can harness it. And I wanna believe the Bills are an organization that would say to a guy like that, that we can harness this. We can take this in and handle it, even after Diggs was that way.
Right. It is the ultimate story about harnessing it or finding a way to direct it in the right way. You know, as you're laying that all out, who am I thinking about? I'm thinking about Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Who is a great player.
Yep.
And definitely the Warriors struggle to control that.
It's tough. They can't always.
They can't.
Sometimes they can't
do it. And sometimes it's for good and sometimes it's for bad. And
right.
Just the way that it goes. Another example about what we're really getting at is intensity and drive to win. And I do not think, I want to make this clear, I do not think it necessarily has to be a direct line intensity equals wins. Because the reigning U.S. Open champion, Bryson DeChambeau, right?
Yeah.
Signing autographs on the way from one green to the next tee box.
Mm-hmm.
Interacting with fans, saying to fans during the round, don't boo me because I'm going to lay up.
Yeah.
That's a guy who is relaxed.
Yeah.
In those moments. Who's the greatest golfer of all time?
Tiger.
And he would...
I've heard stories about guys in his group.
Right?
He wouldn't say a word to you in your group the whole round,
right.
If he was in the league.
And if you're someone that said something during his backswing, his caddy was going to punch you in the face. So, I don't want to... I mean, again, like...
There's different ways to win.
Yes, DeChambeau is not Tiger. I'm not making that claim. But just some guys need that complete lock-in. And some guys need to have fun or be a little bit more freestyle.
But what's the right mix when, like, the most important person, this is part of the Allen piece that Tim Graham wrote about, the most important person on your team, how do you want him being?
Right. That's...
And I don't even know personally, like, how I feel I would want that person to be. Because in some, you know, like, especially the basketball comparisons, like Jordan and Kobe, like... Do we only mention the winners, though, that are like that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
That's
like,
how it works.
There are guys that didn't win that were like that, and they're probably labeled as, like, bad teammates, right?
Not necessarily. A guy that
like,
was...
What would Jordan be? If Jordan never won, if his team always... The team around Pippen was bad or whatever, like, the Bulls weren't a competent organization, and Jordan was the way he was, but he didn't win six titles, how would he be remembered? Would he be remembered as a bad teammate that punched his, you know, guard in the face in a practice?
Yeah. It's tough to imagine him not winning.
Right, I know.
Caleb writes in, how about this one? Very recent. Andy Reid and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Kelce flipped out and bumped his coach.
I forgot about that. He did. Yeah. He did.
And how was that looked at?
Yeah.
Since Kelce is an all-time great, it's, hey, that's fire. And what does Andy Reid say? Who knows what he said privately. Publicly, he's like, that's fine. He's fired. He's fired up.
Yeah.
Like, that was a moment. That
How would Bills fans feel if they saw a clip of Allen like that? It doesn't have to be bumping the coach, but him flipping out on somebody on the sidelines this year, like, he hasn't won, like Kelce has. How would it be treated?
Well, the way Allen, I think, is revered, justifiably, almost entirely, people are going to take Allen's side on anything. Like, if Allen bumped McDermott the way that Kelce had bumped Reed.
Yeah.
Again, Reed's got Super Bowls, so, like, there's a...
Yeah. So is Kelce.
It's a great question. I feel like Allen has everyone's support, just about. The question I asked on Twitter, and if you want to chime in on this, like, I do think it's super interesting, is the story here about the owner of the quarterback. The owner is imploring the GM and the coach to coax an executive demeanor out of Allen, separate from teammates a little bit. And I tweeted the question, is it ownership or is it the owner or the quarterback? Like, who's the main character here for you in the story? Anthony wrote in, I think what Terry said is fair, but I also think that with who Josh is, it may have always been a little weird coming into the team as a rookie with Micah and Jordan already here. Maybe Josh didn't want to step on toes. Now it's time for him to step up. Fair?
Mm-hmm.
Maurice, the Bills would run through a brick wall for Josh. Hard to say him trying to be one of the guys is a bad thing, since that's his entire personality and what endears him to teammates and fans. And Allen clearly tries to put the cape on and carry the team. Don't forget, last year we were introduced to the idea of low positive, where he was talking about his mentality going into games, right?
Yeah.
The golden retriever idea became, all of a sudden, there was a lot on his mind, and we were saying,
right, yeah,
relax, everybody. Let's let him be himself. The battle for the soul of Josh Allen continues. Jeremy and Joe from training camp. Sal at the top of the hour. We'll get his take on this and other things as well. Matt Milano, Von Miller, Curtis Samuel had a day. All coming up here from St. John Fisher on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.